With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. When you think of winter in Montana, you think lots of snow, not wildfires. But today, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the eastern part of the state. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports, there's never been a red flag warning for wildfires in eastern Montana this late in the year.
Tanya Franson is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Glasgow. She says the red flag warning program has been around for almost two decades.
And none of us have issued them this late in the year.
High winds, low humidity, and a lack of snow cover mean areas around the Fort Peck Reservoir are at risk for wildfires until 10 p.m. Tuesday. Franson says the strange weather is due to a resilient ridge of high pressure hovering over much of the American West.
This is why we're seeing all the massive fires that are occurring in the California area. They're getting the Santa Anas and they're getting those really extreme dry conditions. That warmth has extended all the way across the northern Rockies and the northern plains.
And there's even a 3,000-acre fire burning in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Here in Montana, parts of the state are still under an extreme drought that's gripped the area since last spring.
Glasgow, Montana has only had 2.3 inches of snowfall this year, and areas just north of Atlanta has had a foot. So there is something up with the weather.
Montana's first ever climate assessment, released earlier this year, warned the state would see higher temperatures, more extreme wildfires, and decreasing snowpacks due to climate change. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.